Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we're directionally challenged.
Yeah, we really thought we'd have everything figured out by the time it was the end of 2019.
I mean, yeah, of course, but we don't.
We don't, and that's okay. We're kicking off 2020 admitting to ourselves that we still don't have it figured out because we are completely directionally challenged.
I keep thinking I'm going to learn, and I just, you know, am not necessarily there yet.
You still got some questions, don't you?
I do, and we have great guests today. So Candace and I are huge skincare people. Candace, you use products all the time.
I am a product junkie.
Yes.
Like, my favorite thing to do is at Sephora is to collect those points, use those points. I do not share my little, like, so basically if you are a VIB, which is very important beauty member at Sephora, you get these points. You turn in the points and you get free little products that are like in little mini bottles and mini jars. And I want all of them. I do not share. They are mine.
But see, this is a mentality of someone who has good skin, who doesn't have to worry about what products to use, because you want to try it all, and it may make your skin better, but it will never cause a huge breakout. There are some of us who have had, I've been on Accutane twice. I know our guests talk about that as well. I feel like I've been on both ends of the spectrum where I've had to take Accutane twice. My skin has broken out and it's, you know, just been horribly embarrassing. Then I also did a Clean and Clear commercial for good skin. So I've had skin that's been great and skin that has been absolutely horrible. So I get it.
I remember when we started Vampire Diaries, you'd gone through a big shift in your skin.
Yes.
What was going on?
Well, I think a lot of it, I still don't know, to be honest with you, but I think a lot of it was stress related and possibly what I was eating. I don't know.
But how old were you when we started Vampire Diaries?
23.
Which is very similar to our guest that we speak to today. And
very
a
true.
Lot of hormone shifts. Mm-hmm. And that's something we talk about a lot, how much hormones play into play a role in our skin and how well it's doing. So we thought it'd be really special this month for the next few weeks to talk about different levels of self-care and what we can do to learn about how we take care of ourselves. Skin is the biggest organ of our body.
What?
I know. So what a better way to kick off the new year, new you, feeling good. Let's educate ourselves on the biggest organ of our body, our skin, with some skincare lessons from Kaylee Clark and Danielle Gronick. They have their own skincare line called Clear Stem Skincare.
And, you know, one thing I really like about our January month is that we're not just doing one resolution. We're doing something that we can kind of implement into our daily lives and continue throughout the whole year. Because I do think it's hard to set one resolution and then sometimes it doesn't happen and that's okay, but then you get frustrated. So these are all things that we can kind of just slowly start to seep into our lives.
And do for yourself, not for other people. You don't need to learn French or learn how to bake a creme brulee.
Or if you want to, that's cool too.
Sure. You can do that, Kayla.
Judgy over here.
Instead, I'm going to learn how to take care of myself a little bit better.
But let's get down to it because they have so many good tips and tricks, you guys. And you know I love those tips and tricks. So let's get to our conversation with Kaylee and Danielle.
We're giggling right into this conversation with Kaylee Clark and Danielle Gronich. We're so excited to have you guys here.
Thank you guys much. We are pumped. We both listened to your podcast. And we're just huge fans and just excited to be on here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. We are huge fans of skincare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you would think that there aren't that many questions about skincare, but there are a lot. And we have like multiple printed out papers. So
love it.
I want to know, how did you guys meet? You come from two very different backgrounds mm-hmm. before creating this company.
Yeah, it's actually a really fun story. So this was about four and a half years ago. I was a year out from my wedding, and all of a sudden, in about a 2-month period of time, I had broken out with bright red inflamed cystic acne. I had had acne on and off growing up. It was never anything extreme. Like, I'd go to the dermatologist, I'd get like the heavy creams, make your face peel, but I never had to go on Accutane. And so this was the first time I'd ever dealt with like really, really bad acne. And it was I was so scared of scarring a year out from my wedding. It was so painful. I was like packing on theater makeup to go outside because it was, honestly, it was so emotional to even look in the mirror because I feel like it didn't look like me
at all. How old were you?
So I'm 28 now. I was like 23.
So you would think that you'd been out of like
yeah
those big hormone changes.
Exactly.
And then, yeah.
You think. And so I tried everything. I went to like every doctor. I went to even like an ear, nose, and throat doctor because like my lymph node, like I was like swollen on my lymph nodes with acne too. And went like doctors wanted to put me on birth control, antibiotics. The ear, nose, and throat doctor wanted to like remove a few of my lymph nodes because he thought like things were clogging up. Yeah, it was
that
nuts.
Seems really extreme.
Yes. I went to a couple different estheticians and everything made it worse. I was making like all the, now we know like common mistakes, but I feel like I was doing what every girl would do. I was going into Sephora and Ulta and like in Nordstrom's and just thinking like I could find the best skincare there. And that's when I found Danielle. And our very first meeting together, like I scheduled a consultation and she had me bring in every hair product, makeup product, and skin product I use. And we also discussed like my diet and what supplements I was using. Because I'm a holistic nutritionist. I'm very passionate about nutrition, but I didn't know as much as eating for your skin, as much as like eating for the general health of your body. There's a difference there. And so I learned so much from Danielle about pore clogging ingredients, different supplements that stimulate breakouts because they stimulate testosterone, eating more of like a high glycemic diet, even if you're eating a lot of fruits, that can be causing breakouts. So just all these little things. And we fell in love as business partners. We fell in love over the fact our mutual passions for skincare and whole body wellness. And so I'd lay on her table every 2 weeks and she'd work on my skin. We'd talk the whole time. And I'll let Danielle pick it up from here because at the time she had started developing our now product, Cell Renew. But at the time it was just a product that she was working with a chemist and testing. And so I'll let you pick up the story.
Because you had an acne clinic in San Diego.
Yes.
And you still have it. as
yes,
well.
Yes, definitely. I'm normally there on Wednesdays, but I'm here with you guys. I'm happy about it. So I battled with my skin my entire life. Like, acne is largely genetic and runs in my family on both sides. So it never really stood a chance. Unlike Kaylee, mine was really, really severe, where I did Accutane twice and it still came back. Which is shockingly common. But anyway, that's why I left the corporate world. I used to do like tech sales, and I left the corporate world to go to beauty school just to try to solve my own skin, and saw the need for a holistic like acne treatment, because there really wasn't one, especially not in San Diego. So I started that, and then met Kaylee like pretty soon after. I think I met you like two months after I opened. It was like right from the get. And I was getting people clear really fast, but they still had scars that I wanted to get rid of. And the best way to do that is with like collagen stem cells and calming ingredients, but there wasn't anything on the market. Like, there's a couple items from like Skin Medica and like maybe one or two other stem cell items that are, you know, in the couple hundred dollar range, but that weren't even acne safe. Like, their filler agents weren't acne safe. So I was like,
what does acne safe mean?
Generally, it means no hidden, no pore clogging fillers. So that can be anything from coconut oil to octyl palmitate to isopropyl maristate. And then even on the natural side, it can mean algae, plankton, things like that.
So we should look at our products and make sure they don't have this in them.
Yes. We actually have a list on our website that's alphabetized, and you can there's just search bar. You can type things in and you can find it. But yeah, you just flip to the back of the ingredient deck, and it's really the filler agents that get people. It's not the advertised ingredients like the vitamin C and the green tea. It's what is the filler agent. Mm. So that's what I help coach people with. Whenever someone has an appointment with me, I have them bring in everything they're using, and that's the first thing we do, and we'll find culprits immediately.
Wow.
So yeah, I wanted to develop something that could help people get rid of their scars easily. So I found a chemist. When I met her, I knew she was the one. She had a lab coat and pink heels, and she's in her 60s. Yes. I'm like, you're my girl. And she has 32 years of experience. So, but yeah, we clicked and formulated the stem cell serum. And Kaylee, I was like having people in my clinic test it. You know, we're doing like clinical trials to make sure it's super valid and getting the results that I really wanted. And so I would give them to her every iteration. The lab samples would come. I'd text her. I'd be like, come get your gold. And she would come and she would tell, she'd be like, I think this one's too sticky. I'm like, yeah, me too. We're going to reformulate it. And finally we found perfect consistency, perfect formula that gets results like within a few days. Wow. So that already existed, and we've had it on Amazon for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then people it's like flying off of shelves, mm-hmm. and people are like, when are you going to create more products? And I'm like, a good question.
And what is the name of that exact product?
CellRenew.
Mm-hmm. CellRenew. And so that specifically helps within regenerate your skin from acne scarring?
Yes. Any DNA damage or collagen degradation, it helps with. It's got like bioavailable, meaning your skin allows it to pass and knows what to do with it. It has bioavailable collagen stem cells and plus like 12 like parts of like collagen material in it. So your skin, like a wound that's trying to heal, it goes right in and it helps it heal. So it's like pretty much like perfect nutrition for your skin. But the base of it is hyaluronic acid, which is also permeable to your skin. So your skin knows what it is and it allows it to pass. And then all the nutrients that we put in there too are really calming, because anyone that has skin trauma or scarring or
it can even be sun damage or wrinkles. Yeah. Like, that's considered DNA damage.
Any
too.
DNA damage. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're alive and you live in SoCal, it counts for you.
Yeah.
Seattle, maybe not, but like everyone else. Yes. We've got some DNA damage from the sun, but
I need this because I just had a baby and my skin is the actual pigmentation changed while I was pregnant, and still I'm a few months out afterwards, but I still feel that the pigmentation has changed and all that. So I cannot wait to try this.
Did you have a girl?
I had a girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that happen more often with girls?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
And it's called the pregnancy mask, right? Yes. That's kind of like a general term for it.
Yes, that's it. It's like cute word for melasma.
Yeah.
Melasma. Yeah, and that happens. It has to do with hormonal imbalances that can happen when you're pregnant, specifically estrogen. So that's why a lot of birth controls do it too. Like, the higher estrogen birth controls, they'll make you nice and plump, but they can also really give you melasma.
Mm. I got a big, it kind of looked like a birthmark starting on like the top of my forehead.
Yeah.
And it definitely, it was from when I was on birth control, and when I got off, it started to fade. But then when I got pregnant, it really took its full form. But I got mine lasered off. Is that a bad option, or is that bad in the long run? Or are lasers our friends, or are they evil like in Star Wars?
For you, because you're nice in Star Wars.
Are there lasers in Star Wars? I've only seen it once, guys.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
It's a sword. It's a giant laser.
Cool. Cool. I wish not in your head. Yes.
I wish you could get rid of skin stuff with
right?
that.
Right? Yeah. Just take the lightsabers and zzz over your face.
It's yeah. a thing, right?
Yeah.
So for you, it's perfect. You're fair. You're a Fitzpatrick one, basically. That's the scale of how dark your skin's able to get. And you're clearly really fair. Whereas you're like,
ghostly.
You're like a three.
I have tanning lotion on. I'm like not actually tan.
Yeah. Very fair.
So lasers can be really useful. You're a perfect candidate for it. The rest of us in the room, not so much a perfect candidate. Now there's different types of lasers. Some of them is just light and some of them is just like really hardcore heat. Like there's like your basic laser, like everyone's done like the photofacial, the IPL, it stands for intense pulse light. And it's just a light thing and they can change the settings to be really mild where it might not do much or it can do a whole lot. Then there's like Fraxels, and then there's like CO2 where you have to like take a month off.
Yeah,
work.
The ones where you go to a resort for a month, like yeah. after you get a yeah.
Does it come with the facial?
I think so. I think it's an all-in-one package. It's like at this resort because you have to stay at the resort. You have to hide yeah. for like 3 to 4 weeks.
And you're like
your
out.
Skin schleffs off.
Like, I really want to know. Okay, so Kaylee, you're yeah. a nutritionist mm-hmm. and I know on your guys' website, you talk about how you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. So what are, can you give us examples of things we can eat that help our skin? And give us examples of things we shouldn't eat, too, yeah. what we need to stay away from.
So the easiest things for your skin are just lean proteins and a high vegetable diet. Like that is hands down the easiest thing. The bigger thing to talk about would be like what not to eat pretty much. Mm. So what's going to cause more acne triggers and accelerated aging to your skin and dullness is going to be the high sugar-based diets. Even if it's a ton of fruit, like a little bit of fruit is fine. But if you're having like an acai bowl with agave on top and granola and bananas on top, like that, you're just overloading your body. And the main reason for why the high sugar diet is so bad for your body is because it causes a lot of different fluctuations in your hormones. And hormones control everything in our body. So the second our hormones are off, that's when, you know, we could see like hair loss. We could see like unnecessary weight gain, like in areas that like aren't normal. We can see breakouts, acne, dullness of skin, puffiness of skin, like a high sugar diet. You'll see like the puffiness under your eyes when you're like, if you wake up and you're like, I look really swollen. It's number one from dehydration. And number two, like a high sugar diet.
Usually that's after a night of drinking.
Yes, exactly. Caffeine is also a huge culprit.
Don't tell me that.
Sorry, guys. I know. What about, is there like a bad girl's guide to good skincare? Like,
yes.
So where it's like you can have wine
yep.
and drink coffee.
So what I like to do, so for drinking, we like to stick to vodka. Because even though I do love tequila, but sometimes it coming from the agave plant can be a little higher in sugar. So sticking to like a clean, like potato-based vodka would be the absolute best. And then like having it with water or soda water.
Chopin and vodka, two lemons.
Yeah.
So Chopin and soda, two yeah. lemons. That's like the good girl's vodka drink.
Do you guys like wine?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got the best wine for you.
Okay. We're yeah. allowed to drink it. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me I wasn't allowed anymore.
So this is the crazy thing about wine. A lot of wines in the grocery store you just like pick up can have upwards of like 60 grams of sugar in it. And that's in like the whole, I mean, a lot of times you're having 2 or 3 glasses, it's like over half the bottle.
How many grams of sugar should we have a day for our skin?
A day, I would try to stay under 30.
Okay, so
that's
then
like the goal.
A bottle of night juice is just not well for
but
your
I
skin.
Have a good wine for you. It's called Secco wine, and there's only 2 grams of sugar in the entire bottle.
Is it Secco like Prosecco?
It's spelled S-E-C-C-O. But they have all, that's the company name. It's like the only wine I order now. I'm obsessed. but that you can count on. There's no sugar in it. You can have 2 or 3 glasses. You won't wake up with a breakout. You won't wake up. You will not wake up hungover. It's nuts. But that's like the bad girl's guide to eating for your skin.
Definitely. I love it.
So you can still have your alcohol. With caffeine, the important thing is just trying not to have it throughout the entire day. Like if you are going to have it, you know, have it in the morning, have it with a meal so it can metabolize a little bit better, but just not exceeding a cup per day. And then just taking breaks from it every once in a while. Like because I like love the taste of coffee. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people love it more for the taste. And So if you can, if there's like a weekend, if you don't need to be up super early and you want to try to like hang without the caffeine, just try taking those little breaks just to give your body a break from breaking down everything.
I mean, I have a 2.5-month-old baby. I'm not going to be taking breaks from caffeine anytime soon. But you're saying if I don't want to take breaks, I can have it with food so it metabolizes easier?
Yes, and lots more water throughout the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Danielle, were you always coming, were you always deciding to kind of approach your practice in a holistic way, or were you also using products that weren't necessarily totally, I'm not going to say totally clean. I don't know what
natural.
The, just natural. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So my first goal is results, because when someone's breaking out, their skin is under so much trauma, and especially I deal with really severe acne where there's like open lesions and like the risk of infection and staph infection is really high. So first priority is getting that sealed up and getting that cleared. The products that I use are, they're very natural generally. I do use benzoyl peroxide sometimes because it is very effective for certain types of acne, but I don't make it a core part of the regimen at all. I'd say I put maybe 10% of people on benzoyl peroxide. Whereas if you go to like a dermatologist or some other acne place, that's like the main thing they use. Don't like that.
Why don't you like it?
Because it's very high inflammation. It's very drying and it doesn't allow the skin to heal. So I generally see people every 2 to 3 weeks. What happens in that time if they're using benzoyl peroxide is the bacteria will have gone away. It will have dried up. And then as soon as it stops becoming like a pimple or a lesion, then there's just scar tissue and that needs to be treated totally differently. If you keep putting something like benzoyl peroxide on scar tissue, it's just going to keep burning it. It won't heal. And then it's more susceptible to even more damage from the sun, because when your skin's dry, you get burned more easily. So I don't like using the really harsh medications. So I test people's sensitivity in a certain way. I have them bring in all of their products so that I know exactly how much exfoliation their skin's used to. And exfoliation is just like exercise, like the right type, the right frequency, and the right intensity all has to, that's what you need to dial in order to get the best results and not hurt yourself.
And should we be exfoliating?
Yes. Is there,
okay, we should.
Yes. So as we
I
get
definitely
older,
don't do that.
So. Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, we brought some things for you. Got you covered. So there's physical exfoliation, AKA manual exfoliation, and then there's chemical exfoliation. The word chemical gets a bad rap. Everything's a chemical, even water. So, but basically there's an acid exfoliant, and then there's like a physical exfoliant, like say a scrub. So depending on the type of skin you have and the type of breakouts you're getting, you generally want both, because the core reason people break out is something called hyperkeratosis. Keratin's that outermost protein that makes up your hair and the outermost layer of your skin. Hyper means more. So genetically, we just make more of it than the old roommate you had who never washes her face and never breaks out. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have that. So if you do, the response to that is a little bit more daily exfoliation. So usually people who break out generally need a scrub at least like 3 to 4 times a week, but just not a harsh one. And then they always benefit from an acid serum. Now, even if you don't have breakouts, but you're just trying to age really well, a really friendly acid blend is going to be your best weapon, because it literally takes off, it conditions your skin to reproduce at the same rate it did when you were young.
Oh. What is an acid blend and what products contain that?
So alpha hydroxy acid, AHA, is the most common one. So AHA is a grouping of acids that are pretty strong. So the primary one is glycolic. Another one is lactic. The one that we love and use is mandelic.
It's our favorite. Oh.
It's really brightening. It's antifungal, antibacterial. It's brightening. It's not harsh and it keeps working for a while. Whereas something like glycolic is really active and stimulating initially, and then it eats a bunch of skin and then it stops. It doesn't really keep working for you throughout the day. So glycolic can be great for like in a treatment or a facial or a peel, but like for a daily kind of friendly acid, I call them friendly because they're not really causing inflammation. They're just exfoliating. Mandelic is really, really good. So yeah, that's the one that we use. We buffered it with a little bit of lactic for brightening. And then we kind of stuffed a little vitamin C in there too, because it was compatible with the formula and the acid carries it in deeper.
Amazing.
Now, yeah. Danielle, how do you handle the emotional side of your job? Because just like what Kaylee was saying, this all happened right before you were getting married. You had this cystic acne appear.
I cried when I went to her office. I was like bawling my eyes out telling her about my skin story. Acne is very emotional.
It's very emotional. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, I feel very grateful. I've not struggled with a lot of skin issues. Like I get blemishes that are purely from like hormonal breakouts. And if I have one pimple, it's just ruined my entire week. Like it's that dramatic and I'll just like fester and that will rule my entire mind for the entire week. But with anyone dealing with cystic acne, that's got to be an emotional thing that I'm sure they come to you to talk about.
Yeah. The way I handle it, just empathy. Like, I've been there. I still will. I mean, I have to be extremely careful if I have, if I eat the wrong things, if I accidentally have dairy, I'll totally break out the next day. So I'm still with them in that sense. So yeah, the emotional component. Everyone who comes in, luckily by the time they've come to me, they're very emotional about it, but they're also really hopeful because they've usually heard or like seen my reviews or something, and they kind of know that they're in the right direction. The emotional side of it can be really tricky. I mean, I've had plenty of people cry, and I just, you know, depending on how the vibe I'm getting from them, I either just give them a hug, sit with them, talk about it, remind them that they're more than their skin and that this is temporary, and that a smile, it can be a much bigger factor that other people see. So even when you're feeling like crap about your face, just put on a bigger smile and be that much nicer to everyone else. And they're still just going to be like, man, what a beautiful person.
I love that. Yeah. I'm sure, because that is a very hard thing to deal with.
Stress also impacts skin, correct?
Absolutely.
So would you then say that meditation or some sort of like stress relief, maybe working out or something like that, is also part of helping your skin?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Managing stress is an art nowadays that everyone has their own formula for, and everyone's trying to do better at. That's the common theme I see. Especially if I have a lot of students, a lot of college students, PhD, a lot of young professionals working long hours. I mean, everyone's got stress. Doesn't matter if they're a teenager and they're in their 50s. So I love yoga. I especially love hot yoga just because it does clean up the lymphatic system so well. And it can just clear your body out of impurities in a way that most other workouts just can't do as well.
Okay, but I need help because when I go to work out, I have a clean face. Mm-hmm. And then usually after I work out, the next day I'll wake up and I think it's from the sweat or something.
Wash off right away.
Yeah. Do you wash off right away or do you drive home?
Oh, I drive home.
Okay.
After hot yoga, what I do is I'll just go to the water fountain and I'll just like
rinse
my face off right then and there. Yeah. As soon as your pores open up when you sweat. Mm-hmm. So it's letting all the toxins and sweat and whatever else is in there out. And then as soon as your skin dries, your pores close back up again. So you don't want them to basically like close back up with all the oil and stuff that you just purged. So all you have to do is rinse it off quickly and you're good.
Before the pores close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got like a five to seven minute window to just rinse your face off. And that's very easy to do. Every workout place has one.
If you went
for a hike or something, when you get to your car, just water bottle your face off.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's really easy
and it makes a
huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, huge difference.
Thank you.
So for ClearStim, your first product was a serum that helps repair acne scars.
Yes.
And then what was the second item that you knew you really wanted to dive into to help people? Like, is there something that just immediately you're like, this is it?
The clarity.
Yeah, the clarity. But we launched that in combination with our vitamin scrub too, because we wanted to launch with a physical and an acid-based exfoliator, because together the combination of them is insane, because you do the vitamin scrub and it gets off that initial layer, and it kind of opens and primes your pores to get it ready for the serum. So now like whatever you put next on your skin is going to be absorbed that much more. So we knew the vitamin scrub was so important, especially for having like reversing dull skins, like making it brighter, more youthful, and clearing acne. The best thing to do is to exfoliate first so you can prime your skin, get it ready, and then our Clarity Serum, which is our AHA Mandelic and Vitamin C Serum. So that can get fully absorbed and really, really do its work after.
People see results with that. Not even exaggerating, like overnight. And I have melasma too. I burned my face off with lasers for years and I never wore sunscreen because they always broke me out. So I really got bad melasma.
Oh man.
And so that was the benchmark that I made it. I'm like, I want this to fix melasma, which is really hard to do. So we finally did that.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
I've got a fun fact for all my coffee lovers out there. Did you know that coffee is a fruit? And just like fruit, coffee has loads of flavors to discover. Even more important, it tastes best and most delicious when it's picked ripe. Imagine eating an unripe avocado. No thanks. This is what you're essentially getting when you buy coffee off the shelves. A lot of unripe coffee, mass harvested for quantity over quality. Which is why I and thousands of other coffee lovers are checking out Atlas Coffee Club. They designed their coffee subscription to source coffees from 50-plus countries around the world where they handpick the fruit coffee bean by coffee bean when it's perfectly ripe. I love my Atlas Coffee Club subscription. My husband loves it. It's a great way for us to try different coffees that we wouldn't normally try because we drink coffee every single morning. And what's even better is every single bag of coffee comes with a little postcard from the country that it's from. So you get a little history lesson about where the beans are from. You get to learn while you sip your coffee in the morning. Ugh, it's delicious and brain nutritious. Our newest bag from Atlas Coffee Club came from Myanmar. And it's so delicious. We learned so much about Myanmar. And also just tasting this coffee is unlike other coffees that I normally drink. It's almost got like this chocolatey taste and a little cherry cola hint to it. It's just divine. So get your first bag of coffee free, just pay shipping, by going to atlascoffeeclub.com/challenged. It takes about 2 minutes or less to sign up, and for 2 minutes and $4.95 in shipping, you're getting a whole bag of coffee, which is about what you'd pay for a cup of coffee at a shop. Get your free bag of coffee at atlascoffeeclub.com/challenged and start a world tour of the world's best coffee.
Skin feeling stressed from the holidays? Maybe it's finally time to treat yourself. With OneKind, created in response to the pink tax, OneKind offers skincare that's every bit as luxurious, clean, and effective as La Creme, but at a much fairer price tag. In fact, everything is under $45, because OneKind believes that you deserve skincare that works without having to give up your daily latte to afford it. The OneKind Dream Cream, for instance, is a supercharged night cream that gets you up and glowing by the AM. Meanwhile, the PM Power Couple includes the Dream Cream Nighttime Moisturizer, along with the Midnight Magic PM Serum. And the Midnight Magic PM Serum is a power-packed retinol and peptide serum that brightens and firms the skin. Go to www.onekind.us to shop and use promo code CHALLENGED at checkout to receive $10 off your first order. And save an additional $10 when you order the PM Power Couple, which includes both the Dream Cream and the Midnight Magic PM Serum. Shipping and returns are free on every order. Again, that's onekind.us, promo code CHALLENGED for $10 off your first order.
Life is stressful enough. Luckily, getting birth control is one less thing you have to worry about. With Pill Club, you'll never have to schedule an appointment or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. Pill Club is a birth control subscription that is delivered straight to your door. Most prescriptions are free with insurance or Medicaid, but it can be as low as $3.99 per month without. Shipping is always free and discreet, and Pill Club schedules delivery so you always have your next dose on hand before you need it. So skip the office visit and the line at the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/challenged, our listeners will get a special care package with every delivery. That's thepillclub.com/challenged to get your first birth control care package. Remember, thepillclub.com/challenged.
We're back. What was most important for you, Kaylee, bringing in like the holistic element to these clean beauty products? Because you both have also said that there's a lot of beauty products that say that they're natural or that they're clean, and they're not. They aren't.
Yeah. So our first passion was bridging the gap between anti-aging products and anti-acne products and making a combination line. The third part of the purpose and what we really stand for is having no toxins or hormone disruptors in products. And why that was so important to us is in so many of the processed foods we're eating and things we're putting on their skin, there's things called hormone disruptors. And I mean, the big ones you might recognize are like parabens and sulfates and things like that. But there's a whole list of more. And
because that's why a lot of things say like no parabens.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest. The only thing I really know about like natural skincare is like tea tree oil, end of knowing anything. So
we got you. So yeah. So with the hormone disruptors, yeah, the biggest ones will be like the parabens and sulfates that you'll see. So basically what happens is because what you put on your body, about 80% of it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. So whatever is in these products, they are going into your body. It might not be the same exact way you're eating food, but they're still getting absorbed into your body. And so a big problem that we have for both men and women, it's not just women that have this problem, is estrogen dominance. So what's happening is we're putting these products on our bodies, it's absorbing into our bloodstream, and it's causing what's called estrogen dominance. And what we need to really worry about with estrogen dominance is not just the fact like, yes, it can cause breakouts and cystic acne, but it also causes breast tumors. It's the main leader in cancer. It causes extreme weight loss or weight gain, hair falling out, increases anxiety and depression, increases different mental illnesses. So no one wants to be estrogen dominant, men or women. And the way this happens is we have all these filler agents that are in products. And if we put them on our body, it gets absorbed. So what happens is we have estrogen in our body. You know, we have estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, cortisol.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. We have all these different hormones. And we should have like a set amount, especially as women, we fluctuate throughout the month. But when we put, quote, like fake estrogen into our body, it's called phytoestrogen. So picture in your body, you have like five parking spots for estrogen. And that's where your estrogen is supposed to go. So you have these like fake estrogens floating about because they got into your body somehow through skincare or food you eat. They're floating about and they park in the parking spots where your estrogen is supposed to go. So now your estrogen is like, wait, where am I supposed to go? So it's floating around in your body and it's causing estrogen dominance. And that's what leads to all these issues. I personally had a breast tumor removed and it was, birth controls can cause estrogen dominance just because it's giving you like different fluctuations of hormones. But that's something we're so passionate about is making sure like our entire skincare line doesn't have any of these things that are disrupting the other functions of our body. And so we work very one-on-one with our chemists to make sure like we are not like any of these like easy ingredients, because it's a lot like companies don't mean to put them in. They're not like, oh, we're going to put hormone disruptors in. And that's not their goal. It's like, okay, I want, they're usually conditioning agents or like making it absorb better or making the consistency feel really good, really silky smooth. It's to like bulk it up. It's usually to like change some type of consistency of it. And not knowing that these things are having adverse effects on our body.
Are there any specific type of birth controls that we should be aware of that may cause it more than others?
Yeah, so the higher estrogen birth controls, the classic ones, ortho-tricycline, there's a lot of birth controls out there. They usually use higher estrogen amounts to control ovulation, or they go the other way and they use more androgens or male hormones. And those are your generally your IUDs, like the Mirena. And then even low estrogen, like ortho-tricycline low, that uses more like the like male hormones. So the trick, the hard thing with acne is that you usually go on birth control with the hopes that it's going to help your skin, or at least you're aiming for one that's going to do that.
And or if you're not ready to have a child.
Yeah.
That
yeah. too. Yeah. I mean, I get clients that are like 15 and they go to the dermatologist because they're breaking out and their first step is to put them on birth control for their skin. So it's widely used for that, or girls stay on it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of birth controls that can lead to estrogen dominance. I always recommend people take a liver supplement like just milk thistle, because your liver is in charge of processing out the excess estrogens, both normal and toxic estrogens. So a lot of girls get side effects from being on the pill. Like it makes them feel crazy, mood swings, weight gain. It's usually because their liver is overloaded. So I always recommend people take a liver supplement.
I have never heard that. And yeah. I have asked that question so many times. I feel like I've heard so many women and friends be like, well, I liked this pill, but like it made me crazy. So now I got to try a different pill. And I've never heard anyone break it down like that.
And that's, you said it's called milk thistle?
Milk thistle. I mean, get it at Trader Joe's. Also take it when you drink.
Yeah.
Great.
Because all of our hormones get filtered through our liver. Like our liver helps function and filter correctly. So like if your liver isn't able to filter it, that's what's going to cause all like the crazy fluctuations.
Milk thistle, though, is the jam, apparently.
Yeah, it's dandelion root. Dandelion root tea. We love that. We
can
really
take
drink
these
coffee.
Together?
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both come in tea forms, too. So you can find them in, like, supplement form, even your local grocery store. But also, yeah, I love dandelion root tea, milk thistle tea. So great ways you can, like, have them. They're both herbal, non-caffeinated. So you can easily just, like, have a mixture of them. And there's a lot of them that'll have both. I know, Gaia has a really good tea brand and a couple other ones, but they will have like an herbal blend that will have both in it. Oh, wow. And you're good, because you'll see dandelion root and milk thistle together a lot, especially like just
their pals.
Yeah, if you find like a liver detox tea, it usually will have both in it.
I have one more question that I really wanted to ask, because when I started to get pregnant, I got around my chin a bunch of little whiteheads. And now that I've given birth, they're still kind of there, but it's pretty much only consistent with the pregnancy.
Did you start taking prenatals?
Yes.
Yeah, the vitamin D and the prenatals will do that too.
So it's the vitamin D. Yeah. Okay.
Now, there's can I clear this up about vitamin D and acne?
Yes.
So there is so much information online that, oh, people that are have acne, they're also low in vitamin D. Yeah, everyone's low on vitamin D. So what happens is people start taking a supplement and there's no end date. So what they do is they start taking a supplement. Almost any supplement is going to have about 250% of your vitamin D. That's 2.5 times what you're supposed to be taking every day. And that's just from that supplement. That's not from your diet, sunshine, and all the other sources that you're getting it from. So people get an excess very quickly. Vitamin D happens to be fat soluble, meaning you don't just urinate out the excess like with vitamin C, for example. That's why you can take 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. It's not going to do anything because you just urinate out what you don't use. Vitamin D is not like that. It actually stores up and accumulates, and then you get a surplus really quickly. That surplus of vitamin D triggers testosterone. You can even look it up. Men that are reaching male menopause and they have lower testosterone, that's one of the first things they do is they give them vitamin D therapy. So you don't want to be deficient. You also don't want to have a surplus of it. That's what's going to give you acne right where you'd have a goatee, which is right on your chin.
Yeah, and that's like exactly where it is. Yeah. Okay.
Vitamin D and dairy will break you out in the same region right there. But I've seen vitamin D supplement breakouts from women about, 80% of the time it's a culprit.
Yeah, because I never took the supplement before. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yep. So for yours, the prenatal, I actually like prenatal vitamins just as regular vitamins, but whatever yours is, you probably just want to take it like twice a week instead of every day.
Done. Thank
you. Very interesting. Do you guys take a lot of vitamins?
I've scaled back. I have like my go-tos, so I'm not overwhelming my body. Love a good probiotic. Yes. Always. Like I think that is a necessity for everyone, building up the good gut bacteria. And I always take a magnesium at night. So I like live for those too. And then I love taking digestive enzymes to help break down food. Cause like, you know, if you like feel bloated and like, even like a lot of us don't digest protein fully. So even after having like too much protein or whatever it is, we feel like bloated and gross. And so taking digestive enzymes will just help everything break down properly in your body and just keep it moving. Just gotta keep things moving in the body.
And these are all things that anyone can find at grocery stores.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And that everyone can benefit from. Yeah. The American diet, it's no joke that it's called SAD, the standard American diet. The acronym is SAD. And it's really, really taxing on our digestion. And it's like that since we're young. So our poor digestive system is so overloaded and already so burdened by the type of food we're eating, the combinations of food, the fact that we're always in a hurry. No one really sits down to chew properly.
Yeah. Chewing your food is like the best quote vitamin you could ever give yourself. Totally. Is like actually chewing your food and breathing when you're eating.
Yes.
I realize when I order, like when I eat a salad, I'm like a horse just like at a trough. Yeah, like it's like falling out of my mouth while I'm eating it and I'm putting more into it while there's still – it's a disaster scene.
Yeah. I'm sure you're cute when you're doing it,
though. I mean, it's terrifying when I realize I'm in public and I'm like, God, this is embarrassing.
I know. I do have a salad, too. I don't know what it is, but I'm like literally shoveling it in my mouth.
Salad and movie popcorn. Yeah. It's like –
it's like all over me.
It's like a post-apocalyptic – meal.
Like I need to eat it faster for whatever reason.
Well, if you guys had a piece of advice for our listeners about one thing that they can take away from this conversation that they can do for themselves to better their skin or like work into their skin regimen, what would you recommend to them?
Do I have to pick just one?
How about three?
Okay. So for topical, for what you can do with product wise, everyone can benefit from an acid exfoliant. Like everyone. You can start using it just at night and it gives everybody the glow that they're wanting because it gets rid of the dull skin at the surface. It's exercise for your skin. It's telling your skin to repair itself at a faster rate it did when you were younger because that process slows as we get older. And that's what creates kind of old aging skin basically. So an acid exfoliant on top. As far as anyone who's listening to this who's breaking out, cut out dairy immediately. Dairy it gives you breakouts within like 24 hours generally. And then the other one is to take digestive enzymes. Everybody benefits from it. Almost everyone needs it. And even if you don't have a digestive issue, if you take enzymes first, it helps save your body's energy for other functions because it's making it easier to digest for you. And what that does with enzymes, when you break down your food better, it gives you maximum nutrient absorption. So you'll get thicker hair, better skin, more nutrients throughout your body. It's just a win all around.
Okay. Well, now I know I'm going to pick up digestive enzymes and some milk thistle.
You guys, dandelion root tea. And two more things I have to add to that. One is just drink lots of water. Like that's the biggest thing, especially again, if you're having caffeine, just making sure you're drinking enough water because that's seriously dehydrating you. So drinking enough water and a big thing. So one of the biggest causes of early aging of skin and very visible aging of the skin, of course, is DNA damage. But when you wash your face in hot water, whether it's in the shower, so it's called shower burning your face.
What? Well,
we've named it shower burning. Yes. We call it shower burning. So basically you're causing like micro injuries every single day to your skin and it's not letting your skin heal. One of my girlfriends, Helen, she has like deep wrinkles around her eyes. And I was like, do you wash your face in hot water? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, stop. Do it in like lukewarm water. Basically, we do like the baby test, like whatever you'd wash a baby in, lukewarm or cool water. Literally, wrinkles were like diminished, not like fully, but like the depth of them was like cut in half in a week. So it really like washing your face with hot water accelerates the signs of aging.
Is that only when you're washing your face or when we're in the shower, we shouldn't let the hot water even touch our
both.
Skin? Yeah, both. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Your skin's made of protein and heat denatures or kills protein. So that's, you don't want to do that every day because then your skin's going to be inflamed every single time you wash your face, probably twice a day. Or in the shower, you know, it's coming in contact with heat twice a day. Your skin does not have a chance to bounce back and regenerate from that inflammation. So you're always going to be chasing your tail if you do that.
Wow. Well, guys.
I know. I've learned so much from this conversation. I feel like I'm ready to be a whole new me after this talk.
Exactly.
We have all of this content on our website. Yeah, we spent like 6 months writing all the content.
Oh, yeah.
And we have so much information. Yeah.
Where can our listeners find your website?
Yeah, you can head to clearstemskincare.com. And two of the biggest things we developed to really help people, the masses, because obviously everyone can't come to San Diego and see Danielle personally. So we're like, what value can we bring so people can like really help educate themselves and help solve their skin issues? So we create a skin quiz on our website, which like a lot of other skin quizzes, you'll see like, okay, here are the products you buy. Ours come with like, here are some different like habits and lifestyle changes you can make to heal your skin. So we talk about like diet, hydration. We talk about stress. We talk about workouts, different things like that that can help your skin. And then we have our pore clogging ingredients list that we talked about. So if someone is breaking out from products, you can check your hair conditioner, your makeup, your skincare products against the pore clogging ingredients list and see if there's any culprits in there that you can switch out for a different product.
I mean, that's so productive and so easy to implement into your own everyday life.
Yeah.
You guys have really created this and these products are so user-friendly.
And they can buy, anyone can buy Clearstem Skincare on that website. They can also buy one of the products on Amazon.
Yeah.
Actually, all of our SKUs are on Amazon.
Yeah, all of our Amazon.
That's
great.
And where can they follow you personally?
I have San Diego, it's at San Diego Acne Clinic and then at Clearstem Skincare. My personal one is at danielle.nicole.g.
And then my personal one is kaylee.christina.
And this is all on Instagram?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so we run our Clearstem page, but then Danielle and I both, like, we love connecting with people. So we're in there answering comments, answering DMs, just helping people solve skin issues because we get the frustration. And some people are like, I just don't know what to do. Yeah. Like, help me. So we're there to answer questions and help as much as we can.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for helping us and answering our questions
yes.
today.
You guys are the best. So thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having us on.
I learned so much. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about hormones. I loved when Kaylee was telling us, kind of broke it down about like where our estrogen needs to park. Mm-hmm. I've never really thought about how many products get seeping into our skin that just we use topically and how they become a part of us.
Well, the idea of using the digestive enzymes so that it can help, you know, your entire body process things. It makes so much sense that if there's excess left, it's going to come out of your pores.
I don't know why I fight vitamins. It's like if they don't come in the form of like a gummy or a Flintstone, I for some reason think that like I'm just not there yet.
What are you, 10?
Yeah, I know. I'm 10 plus 22 years old and I think it's time in 2020 to start finally taking vitamins.
How much are we disappointed with the fact that we cannot wash our face with scalding hot water? Because that is something I thoroughly enjoy that I'm clearly going to have to cut out of my routine, but maybe it'll show a difference and it's worth trying.
I like the baby test. It's true. We say like, oh, I want like skin as gentle as like a baby's skin. And that's not how we treat a baby's skin. I usually like scrub as hard as I can to try to exfoliate. I try to use the hottest water possible because I always think that that's going to like steam it out or scrub off the top layer. But that's not how you treat a baby.
Well, and we want skin as smooth as a baby's, so it's easy to remember. I love it.
We want healthy skin. We want our skin to be like growing cells back that get taken away.
And the truth is when you have beautiful skin, you do feel more confident and then then you don't have to wear as much makeup and you feel like you can really expose the real you. And that makes such a difference.
I love that both Kaylee and Danielle had both struggled with their own skin issues. So they were both coming from a perspective of having been there. They get it. For any of our listeners that are struggling with any skin issues, we hope that you learned a lot from this episode. Mm-hmm. We hope you check out their website.
Take that quiz. That's so informative and it's really interactive. So yeah, we hope you guys learn from it. And we've been, I don't know if Candace has been there, but we've been there and we get it and it's hard. So try to use some of this and let us know. Let us know if there's any results that have helped you.
Thanks for joining us. We will see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.